Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
political issue, personal problem, anything goes. Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. We go back even further than 6 days, thanks to our friends over at downloadradio.org that are hosting our shows back for months on the house. It's all free for you, freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check that out. Normally we'd be doing a voting push, too, but our another one of our partner websites, podcastalley.com, been having a little bit of trouble. I'm not sure what's going on, but so we're not encouraging you to vote quite yet, although that will
we'll
be happening.
Working on you later.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come after you later on. News out of Minnesota today. We talked about it last hour, and I found another article during the news break about it from the Minnesota Public...
Podcast Alley's up.
Good. From Minnesota Public Radio. Now, of course, it's public radio, so therefore they're going to have a bit of a slant to their article about the shutdown. And their slant is they're trying to make you feel sorry for the 9,000 government employees that are without work at the moment. Because in case you missed it, in Minnesota today, they decided that they needed to cut the non-essential services. And there was a there was a budget conflict in the state house, and they couldn't get it resolved. And as a result, they had to shut down part of the government. And it's it's big news apparently. According to this article, the biggest single impact of the partial government shutdown is the 9,000 state workers who didn't go to work on this morning. Most of the Minnesota state's employees most of Minnesota state employees did work Friday. Because the legislature has already funded their agencies, or a judge has ruled their job is critical. State employees and their union representatives are blaming every state lawmaker and the governor for failing to get every state worker back on the job. And again, if you are in Minnesota, 800-259-9231. According, our board op actually is in Minnesota, and he says that everything's fine.
Yep. Did he even know that the government was not working?
I think everybody there probably knows it. I hope that there are a lot of people there that make the connection. Let's see, between in a 24-hour period, we now have 20% less government. Are things 20% worse?
They're not going to be. I swear they're not going to be.
Ellen Paquin is one of the unlucky 9,000 bureaucrats who are out of work as of today. Paquin works in the Child Support Division of the Minnesota Department of Human Services. She says she's confused, angry, and frustrated that the governor and state lawmakers couldn't agree on a budget or pass a law so state government would continue operating. We're the casualties, the citizens of Minnesota and the workers, 9,000 of us and the people that we provide services for.
They are the casualties in the sense that, they're expecting to go to work and earn money and all that other stuff. But, you know, really, the citizens of Minnesota have been the casualties up to this point for having to support all that huge government that these people work for.
Worthless bureaucrats. And in fact,
they wouldn't be worthless if they went out and got jobs.
No, that's true. This is what you get, though. Look, one of the reasons why people go and get government jobs is because it's government cheese, and it's it's easy money. Mm-hmm. You just, once you get the job, getting the job is somewhat difficult.
Yes.
But once you get the job, you're in, man. You're in like Flynn. I mean, you're there, and they cannot get rid of you. If you stay for longer than 2 weeks, you got tenure and you're not going anywhere.
Right.
And so basically it doesn't matter what you do when you're actually on the clock, so to speak. You're going to get a paycheck at the end of the week. So all these 9,000 bureaucrats are used to just making easy money. And now all of a sudden, poof, you don't have a job to go to. Well, this is what happens when you expect things from the government. Even if you're an employee.
They are going to let you down.
Eventually they will let you down. And in this case, Paquin says she's filed for unemployment. Already.
Of course.
She's filed for unemployment and intends to burn up a week's vacation so she'll at least get some pay. But her vacation runs out on July 7th, and she's worried about her bills. Now, according to the other article we read, if they continue with this partial shutdown until July 15th, all 9,000 of these guys will be out of jobs.
Mm.
And she's worried about her bills. To make matters worse, Paquin bought a home in late May, and she's worried about her mortgage. Let's go to Conrad in Minnesota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Now, Conrad, I want you to go to your window and describe the anarchy that's happening in the streets right now.
Well, it's actually kind of a nice day out. 70 degrees, not too bad out.
Are you telling me that buildings aren't burning because the government's taken off?
Well, not exactly.
No?
Yeah, it's actually doing really good. I didn't even know that it was a complete shutdown.
Oh,
is it? Well, it's not a complete shutdown, unfortunately, for you. But you get. It's, I would suggest it's probably a 20% nicer day today because there's 20% less government. Now, have you seen any effects of this, Conrad?
Not at all, but again, this just did happen today, right?
I mean, that's correct. It just happened this morning.
So the dire effects may come later.
So what do you think the can you imagine what a dire effect might be?
No. I'm a diehard libertarian, so I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Excellent.
So I'm just trying to imagine what one of these might be.
I'm wondering if the Libertarian Party there in Minnesota is going to, you know, have some sort of a response or some sort of official, I don't know, press release or public appearance in order to, encourage them to keep these people out of jobs.
I don't really think there is much of a Libertarian Party up here. Mm-hmm. We have Republicans in North Dakota and we have Democrats, and that pretty much keeps them close-knit, and so there's no real third party.
Mm-hmm. So well, people aren't looting in the streets.
Say that where we are, there's a very small third party presence of the libertarians.
Yeah, there's always somebody.
There.
I mean, you're there, Conrad, and mm-hmm. I know there's Doug in Minnesota. He calls us from time to time.
Maybe we need to get you two together.
Yeah, there's at least two of you.
That would be good. It's nice not to be alone. But most people I talk to, it seems like they are libertarians. They just refuse to leave their stamp of Democrat or Republican.
Right. Why do you feel like that is, Conrad?
Because their parents told them to.
Is it frustrating to you?
A little bit. I preach the good word about the Free State Project all the time, though. But
are you a Free State Project member?
I sure am.
Well, because the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. You knew all that, though, didn't you, Conrad?
Yeah, and keep plugging that, because I want more people there.
Well, that's what we want. I'd like to see just a complete government shutdown at some point, because, seriously, I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
I can't imagine. The only thing is that the services the government currently provides, if they've mandated out of existence anybody else, that it could take a little while for the market to catch up, to whatever service it is that you could imagine.
I don't know. That's a good question. How long would the market take to step in? If tomorrow the other 80% of Minnesota's government shut down, how long would it take for somebody to figure out how to, maintain the roads? I think probably the roads would be homesteaded.
What about the stoplights? The stoplights would get shut down pretty quick.
I would not support a full shutdown of the government right away. I'd have to say that so many things are already set up, nothing could come in and take it over and control it right away. It would have to be a slow, gradual change.
I would take an immediate shutdown of the government over nothing.
You can get it.
Yeah.
Was your choice,
because the fact is, we had four hurricanes down here in Florida recently. So I know what it's like if the traffic lights aren't working.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Well, people are more careful.
They are, when there's no traffic lights, people don't just drive their cars out in the middle of the intersection and hit other cars. It doesn't happen.
No, that's true. In fact, there have been studies done.
I say that the stoplights are the biggest tragedy that would occur. Maybe the probably law enforcement, but I would think that would be something separate.
Studies have been done that show that if you are actually traveling on roads with more signage versus roads with less signage, mm-hmm. Warning, curve ahead, or even railings and things like that on the side of the road. It makes people drive more recklessly if there's more signage and more warnings and things like that. It's amazing. Conrad, great call, man. Thanks for it.
Yep.
We appreciate it. 800-2, we're glad you're still alive there in Minnesota. 800-259-9231, more about this government shutdown. We'll talk about this poor, poor bureaucrat and her poor bureaucrat friends who are suffering now as a result of this. It's your show, Free Talk Live 2 Control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservative, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We'd like you to go and vote for the show. We just checked. Our friends over at PodcastAlley.com, looks like they've got their site up. I don't know if it's going to last for long. It's kind of been up and down over the past couple days. But thanks to many of you, you've already gone and voted for the show today because we're number one in the world right now.
Yes, we are.
PodcastAlley.com. And we're ahead by like 60-something votes. And we're at 90-plus votes, and the second place show's at 30-something.
I'll tell you, it gets really, really tight this time of the month, though. I mean,
the competition is heavy.
Heavy, heavy.
And the fact that the website's been down has probably... it's been messing with people's heads. So right now's a good time to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Since the site is up, vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month thing. We're not asking you to go every single day and vote, although it used to be that way. It used to be a once-a-day thing. But it's once a month, you vote, and that's it. And tell a couple friends to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Help us out, because the longer we're number one, the more media attention we get, the more listeners we get, the more we can spread the message of liberty and freedom to more people around the world.
It's hugely valuable to us. I mean, there was...
It's valuable to everyone in the world, because more liberty is a good thing for everyone, not just Free Talk Live. So vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the state of Minnesota, where they've automatically discovered 20% more liberty today. 20% of the government was ordered to stay home. 9,000 government, worthless government bureaucrats. In fact, it's a real insult to these government bureaucrats, these 9,000 people that aren't working now because of the government shutdown, because they've consistently been using the term non-essential services. So all of these 9,000 people have just been told, guess what?
You're
non-essential. You're going to have to stay home.
Yeah.
And if this shutdown continues to July 15th, so 2 weeks, you're going to be out of a job permanently. So one of these particular bureaucrats was interviewed by a radio station up there, and she was complaining because she just bought a house, and she's, you know, she's expecting this government cheese paycheck to come in. He says, I was up until 1 o'clock last night and up again at 6 this morning, keeping myself busy so I don't go stir crazy. Worried about if they couldn't make a decision last night. Are they going to today, tomorrow, the next day? When? When will they make a decision?
She kind of sounds like W.C. Fields,
yeah,
is what I'm thinking.
She did. Paquin and the other state employees say there's plenty of blame to go
around.
Oh, my little
chickadee.
The governor's no new taxes pledge is putting the state in financial difficulties. Others blame Senate Democrats for adjourning with 2.5 hours left before the Thursday night's budget decline. So they cut out early.
Oh, God.
Well, let's go. Let's cut out early. These guys are non-essential. Elliot Side, executive director of the state's largest public employee union, said Thursday night that his members were caught in a political game of chicken. It's an outrageous... It's an outrageous failure. It's a bipartisan, nonpartisan, fully partisan failure that didn't get it done tonight. Seed and the other union members met with the governor and lawmakers throughout the day Friday to see if they could agree on some sort of continuing budget resolution. And I did a Google search right before the show, so just to make sure that they didn't resolve things in the afternoon. It's been all day. No, nothing has changed in the state of Minnesota. The union has also requested a Tuesday hearing before a court-appointed special master to request that all state employees...
I wish I had that job.
Oh, look at this. The union of state bureaucrats, has requested a special hearing before...
Is this a USB?
I don't know. Before this special master to request that all state employees be considered essential.
Mm.
Hey, that's not fair.
We're essential too.
A judge has ordered that core government functions relating to the life, health, and property of Minnesotans must continue. Let's talk to Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello. I forgot your name.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I've been listening to the local radio stations here, and just want to let you know that a lot of people are outraged at the government being shut down, and they blame it on Democrats if they're on the Republican side, and Republicans
if they're on the Democrat side,
and the other way around. But you guys are totally right about both Democrats and Republicans arguing over taxes, just because Tim Pawlenty here wanted to do the Rossino, which would bring in, I don't know, a couple hundred million dollars to help fund, the state's budget. And, I have done a little bit of investigation just to kind of see about how conservatives plan to, what their plan is. And I've gone to some town hall meetings and things like that.
Okay.
And they would bring up things like, what kind of plan is the best way to bring in the state revenue, and things like that? What are the best ways to bring in the funds? They don't talk about small government.
No.
They do not talk about how we're going to shrink the size of government. We're talking somewhere
how
between
how expeditiously can we grow the government?
Right. We're talking between 10% growth and 13% growth from Democrats.
Right.
I hear over and over again on these conservative radio stations saying we are the party of small government and we are the party that's going to cut the size of government, and you know, it doesn't happen year after year. It happens, and it's shameful, and we got to stop it. And
it's kind of it's kind
that's
of
why I stopped being a Republican.
Yeah.
I got sick of it. You know, I mean, once I saw what George Bush did in office, I was done. You know, right there at the about that 2000 to 2002 time frame, I was kind of switching.
You're on the fence, sort of.
I was. You know, I wasn't sure who I was going to vote for in 2000. I didn't get to vote, but you know, who it was that I was going to vote for, whether it was going to be Brown or whether it was going to be Bush. And, you know, watching for the first 2 years, watching Bush grow the government, that was enough for me.
Yeah, like right around 2000, I started to question the Republicans. And same thing, I voted for Brown
Excellent.
In 2000. And then I saw the next 4 years, and I was disgusted. And I was like, you know what, my vote means something to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. at least you could feel good that you voted for the right person. It wasn't your fault that you know, George Bush did
what baffles
did.
Me is these lifelong Republicans that will talk to you. I mean, most of them or a lot of them that I've talked to are in fact Goldwater Republicans. They want to see smaller government. They want to see these things, and they continue to vote for these jerks that grow the government. I mean, how are they getting fooled year after year, term after term?
I'd love to know that myself.
You know, one thing I've brought up is how come the Republicans don't propose smaller government? They don't even propose
no.
it.
No!
You mean while they're running for office?
No, they do.
It while they're running for office, don't they?
No. Well, of course, when they run for office, but when they're in office, they don't even propose. Like, you would figure if Republicans are for small government and Democrats are for large government, that they would come somewhere in the middle.
Right.
But they don't. They always go towards the side of larger government. We're not talking about just the, you know, what do you, you know,
I don't know. Don't say you know, because I don't know.
You know, it's not just the I don't know. I can't think of.
Drat, because I really want to know what you had to say, Corey.
But well, they keep expanding it. And
Here's an idea as to how the Republicans get reelected. Because you would think that you elect a Republican who claims he's going to make smaller government smaller, and he doesn't do it. Why do you keep reelecting the incumbents? Because we all know that incumbent reelections like 98%, 99%. Yeah. What they do is they just take numbers and play with them. They take the statistics mm-hmm. from their time in office, and they take the budget, the deficits and all the budget numbers, and they twist them around and make it sound like, look, we kept the government growth down to a bare minimum.
Right.
Oh, government only grew 1%, and they just twist things around, and they make it sound like they're holding the line for small government.
Right.
It's all BS. Corey, thanks for the call,
yep,
man. We appreciate it. Hey, stay alive there in that anarchy land. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Finally, vacation, and you're beach-bound. But if that whining isn't coming from kids in the back seat, your holiday may be spent short of the shore. When I come back, I'll tell you why. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Nobody likes whining, but coming from your power steering, it's more than a source of irritation. It could derail your vacation. Here's why.
To guide wheels, power steering uses hydraulic pressure created by fluid pumped into the gearbox. If fluid levels fall, air is sucked into the system. Result? Foamy power steering fluid that first winds, especially on turns, and then doesn't allow turns at all. So to ensure your last resort is one with palm trees, not repair bays, maintain power steering fluid levels. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can grab up the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there for you. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system. All of it is on the house. And is the vote site working now? Which can you give us another check?
Yeah, absolutely.
There? Because PodcastAlley.com, our friends there, have been having some server troubles. But at the beginning of every month, they do they reset their voting system. And PodcastAlley.com is one of the most popular podcasting sites in the world. Probably the top, I would have to say.
Yeah, it's
the most recognized by the media.
I don't know. iPodder has a rating system that is...
Do they?
I believe they do.
I don't think they do at all.
Well, they seem to rate things along the side and stuff.
Hmm. Well, anyway, PodcastAlley.com is where we compete at. Mm-hmm. And we've been in the top five all last month, thanks to your votes. Right now, we're number one, thanks to your votes. And it's pretty important because the longer we're number one, the more listeners we get, the more attention we get from the press. They're still on. Are they online still?
We're running very slowly.
Oh, here we go. Vote.freetalklive.com. We'll take you to where you need
to. You know what? The number two is catching us pretty quickly.
Vote.freetalklive.com.
You've got to get over there and vote. It really helps. It's fast and it's easy.
It's our monthly vote-a-thon. We always do it on the first of every month because it helps us push up and helps us stay on top as long as possible. And it's all thanks to you.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be where we are. So
we really need to get our listeners out to vote right now.
We owe it all to you, dear listeners. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls, and you can call about anything. Jamie in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. It's Jamie Told You So.
Hi, y'all. Doing?
Hey,
good.
What's up?
Yeah.
Jamie, did you go look for a job today?
I'm kind of got a job already.
Yeah, where's
it? Sitting at home with my grandmother.
Now, wait a minute. Jamie, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
28.
Seriously? You're 28 years old?
That's what I figured he was.
Yeah. And my grandmother's 96.
Oh, so that's 97. Her soul. So your job is to kind of take care of her then, because you're 96. I mean, there's only, you're usually not in good shape.
I'm taking her out of the restaurant.
that's very commendable of you, Jamie. Now, how do you pay for the food? I mean, how do you keep the lights on?
How do I keep the lights on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in her house.
But I mean, does she have a bank account?
You said before you didn't have a job. Now, what's your? You went out and got a job then?
No, he's saying his job is working to take care of his grandma.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
She can't hardly walk or nothing.
Well, that's
she
nice.
Gets Social Security and so yeah. She have like a bank account. Is that how you pay the bills? Do you pay the bills for her?
Well, yeah, I go around. She gives me the money, and I go pay her bills and get her food and stuff. And
that's good. You think she's going to put you in her will?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
So I got some things to talk about.
I bet you do, Jamie Told You So. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a copy right now of the Constitution. I went to the library today.
Yeah?
And I got a copy of the Patriot Act.
Hmm, really? Now, that's a good size.
That's
a good size book.
Pages.
And I'm fixing to go to church and explain it.
Oh, God.
You've got a copy of the Patriot Act? How did you get your hands on that?
How did I get my hand on it?
Yeah.
I just told them they're... copied off for me at the library.
That's 300 plus pages, Jamie. They did that for you?
123, all they got me, though.
Oh, you must have the revised version.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 400 pages.
That's the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah. I told them about the Patriot Act, too. I wanted a copy of that, but...
Mm. So you're going to take it to church?
What did they say about all that?
Yeah, see, at the church, they don't believe me about this Patriot Act. You know, it takes away some of your freedoms and stuff.
Where have they been? Living under a rock?
They say, well, it's taking care of you away from it's taking care of you away from these terrorists.
You know, we don't agree on a lot on everything, Jamie. But I'm with you 100% on that one. The Patriot Act is total bunk. It's expanding the power of government. I mean, people who think that it's a good there are people at your church that think it's a good thing.
Well, they don't really know about it, but they,
right.
See, I talk about what I hear, but you know, from you know who, Alex Jones,
right?
And you can't believe everything you hear on the internet.
You can't believe everything you hear anywhere.
You're right. You can't believe everything.
Well, you can't believe it, but he's got the proof to back it up, and if you can't prove him wrong, then you know. If he's wrong, you can prove him wrong.
Right. So what are they going to do? Are they going to let you up, you know, on the pulpit? Are you going to be able to present it to the entire church?
I have been trying to do that, but one of the deacons, actually, we got a couple Masons in our church.
Oh, they're working to keep you down.
Yeah, and they're with the this New World Order thing mm-hmm. coming up.
Why do you support that church then, if the Masons are involved?
Well, see, I didn't know that at first, but I'm looking around for other churches.
I see.
See, I'm going to this church right now, and there was a former Mason member. He's a preacher there,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and he says that everything that you've been hearing about is true.
So wait, why is he cluing you into all this? I mean, if he's really part of the evil conspiracy of the Masons.
He was. He got right with God. He got out of
it. Oh, so he's not. So you can't be a Mason and be right with God? Is that what you're saying?
That's right, because they pray to a higher a dignity.
A higher dignity.
Whatever. Yeah. I get my words mixed up.
Oh, that's okay, Jim. You're from Kentucky. It's all right.
Hey, there's another thing that's going on. They want to take our gun rights away.
Who's that? That's Who wants to do that?
Well, that's the son of the Republicans and the president. He's for that, too.
Now, aren't the Masons for guns or the Masons are against guns?
I think they're against them.
Now, they're all for hammers, though, right? Hammers and other construction tools?
Oh, yeah. Well, if they can make money off right. of it, yeah, they're for it, yeah. That's how they make, you know, they paint this good picture. They help out people and stuff. Right. Sure, they do, you know. But they believe.
It's all a facade. It's all fake.
Yeah, and plus they got, you know, they have these worship services and stuff. If you let anything outside the service and stuff,
mm-hmm.
You'll be split from ear to ear.
They'll split you?
They'll cut you from ear to ear. That's one of their blood oaths.
Oh, boy.
That's
frightening.
It's in one of their books, I got.
Now, wait. That's if you... Well, hold on a second. What do they do? Why do they split you again?
Because if you tell any of their... It's a secret society.
But wait a minute, Jamie. You just revealed on the air on international radio that there are Masons in your church. Aren't they going to split you?
Well, they said no, they won't.
How do you know they're not listening? How do you know that? These guys are like tapped in, right?
Here's how I know. I told them right up there to their face.
Aren't you afraid they're going to split you?
No.
Well, now, what do you
know? I know somebody's protecting me.
Well, who's protecting you?
It's God.
Well, you know, now God wasn't doing so good protecting the Christians and the
World
Romans.
Trade Center.
You know, God's not so good at that.
That's murder if you cut somebody.
Well, wouldn't it be murder if they split you from end to end?
Well,
I guess so. Jamie, great call, man. Thanks as always. We appreciate it. 800-259. Good luck in your church presentation.
Talk to you tomorrow.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
I got a question. You guys talk a lot about government roads and privatizing them and stuff like that.
Yes.
I'm not going against what you guys are saying, but I'm just wondering how exactly that would work. I mean, if you...
Oh, Manwich is on your side.
I am firmly on the side of, a Department of Transportation.
I mean, I'm not really on a side. I'm just asking, like, what is your, Ian, what's your idea of how that could work? Because wouldn't it cost so much more money than the current taxes we're paying?
No, definitely not. Brett, hang on. We'll get into government roads versus free market roads. Coming up. 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Would it work? Would it work to get the government out of the road business? I say yes. Manwich says, I'm scared.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the Friday night edition of the show. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment, and don't forget that you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff for you there, including the archives. We go back 6 days on the house. All of it is free. Everything on the site is on the house. And what we ask you to do is vote for us once a month. We're doing our Vote-a-thon, our once-a-month vote-a-thon. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. You type in your email address, click vote now. If you want, you can leave a comment. You don't have to, though. All you need is your email address, click vote now. They send you a confirmation email to your email box. Open the confirmation email, click the link inside, and you're done.
Tell them what their votes go for, Ian.
Well, it'll get you a smile on your face.
Yeah, because it sure can get you a T-shirt or an album.
But it does benefit you in the long run. It's an investment in the liberty of America, mm-hmm. investment in the liberty of the world, because the more people that hear the message of freedom and liberty, the more will come to our side, the more they'll demand less government, and less government means more wealth for you.
I'll tell you, this podcast alley is where most of the media goes to find out who's the most important podcast in America. We hear about this podcasting thing, mm-hmm. and we have to write a story. Who's the most important podcast? And when they go there to podcastalley.com and they look and they see at the top of the list, there sits Free Talk Live.
And we are at the top right now.
Yes, we are.
But it's only day number one.
I mean, we are teetering. We're on the brink of being on number 2. And that's not
competition's
good.
Always hot there.
It's
so
fierce.
We need your help.
Fierce.
At vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live again with Ian and Matt. Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering about the government roads and how how privatizing them would be better than paying taxes right now.
Well, I don't
nice recap, Brett.
Yeah, that was good. I don't like the term privatize because I find that the government has made that term sound bad. Like privatize. Oh, they're going to privatize Social Security. No, they're not. They're just going to change the rules. So I think that free marketize or to marketize would be better.
Right. Just ignore him. And okay, because it's a weird word he's talking about.
The one thing you need to understand about the free market, Brett, is that it's very difficult to predict what it's going to do. You know, Ian, the talk show host sitting here, I can come up with ideas as to how private roads would work. Or free market roads would work, but I may be completely wrong as to what would really happen, because in a free market, the people who could profit from the roads would be the ones that were deciding on what, you know, how roads would work. I mean, if you could figure out a way to do roads better than the government currently does, and the government system hasn't really changed in a good 50 years. Yeah, you get the LED stoplights now instead of the old incandescent bulb stoplights. I mean, there's been some minor changes, but generally the road system hasn't really changed that much over the decades.
No, there hasn't been any advances. Well, I would say that the advances you would expect to see were probably these air cars, you know? I mean,
that could happen,
too. We get an article on the Jensen air car.
Muller.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Muller air car. Just a couple of months ago, and you can believe that the FAA is standing firm against this vehicle.
Absolutely. And so what you have to remember is that just because Ian says it doesn't mean that's the way it would happen. There would be millions of people who would be thinking about how to make money off of roads. And whoever comes up with the best, most affordable, economical idea that's most effective will be rewarded with oodles and oodles of profit in order to do it. But here's just a couple ideas, Brett. Just trying to think out of the box, think of how this might work. My favorite, a lot of people immediately when they think of private roads think tolls.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
why I was asking. I mean,
right.
You know, because I'm thinking, you know, if it became free marketized, or, you know, a business would take it over and they would charge you a toll every time you'd go on it, and that, you know, you'd think that would get pretty expensive.
Well, it probably would be annoying, and I'm not here to purport free market roads. I don't believe in them. I do believe in them. I don't believe that this should be the conversation that libertarians should have, because we get drugged down in the muck all the time with this road conversation.
But people want to know about it.
Wait, I'm not done here. So the point that I want to make is half of the gallon of gas you pay for is taxes, right?
Right.
So if gas was $1.25 a gallon, suddenly it just went whoosh, down to $1.25, and you had to pay for some tolls, do you think that would make...
Yeah, that would make sense.
I still think it's a lousy idea. I think tolls are the worst possible business model for roads, because nobody likes the idea of having to stop from time to time and throw money out of their car in order to continue on their journey.
I completely agree, but the thing is, if roads become, you know, a free market, businesses will buy them. Corporations or any business will buy them. It'll be their road, and they will make you pay a toll. That's just how it would work.
What I think is more like, and they may make you pay a toll, but that toll would probably only be like 5 cents or 10 cents or something like that. Because if they charge too much, then no one would go on their roads anymore.
And somebody would take a different route.
Right. The economy would adjust, and the market would adjust to make it so that the tolls were very, very cheap. Now then, I don't think that that's the way it would end up working after a period of time. I think that what's more likely, for instance, have you ever driven around in a gated neighborhood?
Actually, I'm 16, so I just started driving.
Have you ever? Okay. Have you ever
stolen your mom's car in the middle of the night?
Have you ever been with your parents as they drove through a gated neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you know that the roads in there are usually pretty pristine. They're pretty nicely kept. They're very nice roads. Those are private roads,
okay.
And you don't have to pay a toll when you go into that neighborhood. How is it that those roads keep keep tip top shape? Well, the people in the neighborhood, the people that live there, pay usually like a neighborhood association fee of some sort, and that association fee ends up going to maintain the roads in the neighborhood. So similarly, here in the downtown area of the Tampa Bay, portion of Tampa Bay we live in, there's a downtown merchants association. There's no reason why businesses wouldn't voluntarily get together in order to maintain the roads that bring clients to their businesses, and you wouldn't have to pay a dime. So I think the roads could be done for free. Plus, you've got advertising, billboards, and things like that. That could also keep them free as well. Brett, that's just what you have to think about, is just other ideas. Think outside the box. It's possible. It could happen. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But if you want to do it, now would be the time, because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. However, we do a Saturday night show as well, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10. So join us for every moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. So we're talking about roads, which, much to your chagrin, Manwich, continues to come up time and time again.
Every time you talk about libertarians, well, what about roads and stoplights?
Well, you're right. It's the one issue that people it's one of those issues that people have a tough time wrapping their minds around.
They do,
and it's for good reason. We've been indoctrinated to believe that the government must take care of the roads. It's essential.
You know, and the point I say is let people have the government and the roads because first, you make the point that I don't support doing away with the Department of Transportation. I think that gas taxes should go for maintenance of roads, but for nothing else. So therefore, the taxes that are on gas would only be for road maintenance, and the road system would not get taxes from any other point. That way, they would be supported only by the people using them.
Yeah.
The other point that I'd like to make is, come on, roads? Really? We're not going to use roads anymore. I mean, they've got helicopters and airplanes and all this stuff, and currently the government is, you know, keeping people like the Mueller sky car out of business.
Yes, they are.
They don't want them around.
Mueller has been developing
their... We're going to be in the sky within years.
It should be noted that Mueller's been developing their sky car for decades.
Decades.
And it probably...
it looks really nice.
They probably, if the FAA wasn't around, they probably would have released one 20 years ago because somebody else would have been competing with them at the
sure.
time. If they could have done it legally, but they can't. Anyway, one time when we were talking about roads a few weeks back, you made the claim that... Well, the private roads should come up next to these public roads and compete with them. Why don't they do that? That was your question.
It is an excellent, yes.
Why don't they do that? And, of course, I made the point that, well, they're prohibited from doing that. It's a government-approved monopoly. Well, Matt emailed us about this, and he says, Manwich, your argument is utterly ridiculous.
Okay.
Would you also argue that we should leave the public schools the way they are and just let the private schools compete with the public ones?
Well, I would tell you this, Matt, is that, in fact... That is a way for you to be freer. You can let the rest of the world go out there and participate in public education and have their kids' little brains full of mush, mm-hmm. transform them into government-loving automatons, whereas you should send your kids, regardless of what America we live in, when you have children that are school-age, send them to private school.
No, I think he agrees with you, but he's making the point that, he's just making the point that you wouldn't say that about private schools.
But private schools are in demand, and they exist. Public roads are
not in demand. You're right.
It's not happening. That's the point that I'm making.
People certainly don't wake up in the morning and think, gosh, I'd really rather drive on a private road today. You're right. When people are forced, he goes on to say, when people are forced at gunpoint to pay for a service, they're a lot more likely to use it instead of paying once again for a similar service, as we've seen with government schools.
Absolutely.
Private roads don't spring up because there's not a big demand for them, as we just made that point, since people are forced to pay for the public roads. If these public roads are so wonderful, then why must the government force people to pay for them? Why not make only the people who use the public roads pay for them? So actually, he kind of agrees with you there, man, with the gas tax thing. Hey, we're done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, we're asking you to go vote for Free Talk Live. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com. We ask you to do it once a month. So it's important. It's critical. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. And once you're done with that, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
U.S. Gold.